Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the P1 podcast with Matt and Tommy. We are here today for predictions. It's the second race of the season, although a lot of us will be saying that this is the first race of the season after what occurred in Bahrain. And we've got a lot going on, Tommy, at least off track. We're hoping some of that translates to now on track action that we can talk about. And have you been cooking this week? That's what I need to know.
I need to know that we're just going to have some good track action, like you say, because that last race felt like almost like an extended testing almost. It's very bizarre, and it's all kicking off off track, and my word, I need some on track goodness, please.
We certainly do. Right, let's get into biggest good surprise. I'm going to kick things off by saying that a fantastic weekend is coming for Nico Hülkenberg. Yes, I think Haas could, with a couple of retirements, score a point. I actually am on the Haas hype train now after seeing Kevin Magnussen's performance at Bahrain around an abrasive track, and he finished 12th in a Haas that's supposed to chew the tyres up in 1.5 laps. I think Haas have just shaken a big box of parts and actually created something that might be all right at some races. And with a little bit of chaos, with Nico Hülkenberg's special performances in qualifying, I think there could be a point on the cards or something for Nico this weekend.
The Haas hype train. Who would have thought we'd be here two races in, eh? Biggest good surprise I have gone for, Logan Sargeant. I just feeling like, I don't know why, just those vibes that he might have a good race. He was a lot closer to Alex Albon before his steering wheel issue. And I can see Matt laughing, so I think I know what's coming next.
Maybe. No comment. No comment. Interesting thoughts. Yeah, Logan was quite close to Alex before he had that problem. So let's see what happens in Saudi. Biggest flop. My biggest flop is Logan Sargeant.
Oh, for God's sake. So basically, mine's already lost.
Well, yeah, your biggest good surprise is usually, is it the opposite? Or no, it's usually your flops at the opposite, maybe. I can't remember. But either or,
no, Logan Sargeant. Either, really.
Yeah, so it's just that you're wrong
Logan
a lot of the
screwed,
time.
Basically.
So, yeah. I think that the exact opposite. I think Saudi is a confidence track. And look, there's not much more than vibes here, but Logan hasn't exactly performed brilliantly last year, had an all right Bahrain, but Saudi is just a different beast. And if you're not fully just at one with the car, you can struggle a lot more. You can easily make mistakes. And yeah, I feel as though a floppy weekend is coming for Logan Sargeant. So sorry, Tommy, in advance, but maybe, just maybe, your powers might be able to counteract that once. Who knows?
Speaking of powers, and the listeners and watchers will be able to correct me, but I'm pretty sure you predicted Logan biggest flop last year at Saudi. I want to say.
Well, that's memory that I do not have. So.
And you went for Ocon. Are you just doing your same flops from last year? The vibes
I think
are there.
I'm literally using the same logic. And I'm like, well, Logan's going to struggle at Saudi.
You're like, 2024 is basically 2023 part two. So
that's exactly what I tweeted. So yeah, and fair. I won last time. So I may as well just go with. I mean, I literally forgot that was the case. So my brain must just be going for comfort picks right now. But I still stand by it. Logan Sargeant, biggest flop.
Poor Logie. Biggest flop I have gone for, Lewis Hamilton.
He's winning the race now, isn't he?
Yeah, basically. So you're welcome, Team LH. But this is a mad thing to say because it's his last race win at Saudi Arabian Grand Prix, but he's not had a good couple of last years there. Last year, he didn't do that great, and the year before, of course, famously got knocked out in Q1, I think it was, actually, in 2022. And there's also, you know, Mercedes have had a few engine issues in the last race. He had a bit of reliability problems again. Saudi might be a similar beast, so the vibes are with a Lewis Hamilton flop at the moment.
Wowee, a big old flop. What does that sort of translate to? Are we talking, you think Mercedes in general are going to be bad this weekend? And Hamilton will just have a poor weekend as well?
Hamilton may be worse, yeah. I tried so hard not to go for Mercedes, so don't back out now.
I'm proud
now.
Of you. I'm proud of you.
I didn't go for a team.
This is when Hamilton beats George Russell, but Mercedes finished 9th and 10th. And then,
17th and 18th. And Hamilton's 40 seconds ahead of him.
That's not floppy, in my opinion. And you would have argued the same thing with the Alpines.
I know.
Right, biggest pole position. Pole position. Charles Leclerc.
You will have the biggest pole position if it's Charles Leclerc.
Absolutely. It would be Matt Gallagher, actually, for that, if that happens. Because it's going to happen. I'm probably going to predict him every single pole position until he gets a pole position. But it was close in qualifying in Bahrain. Charles literally had the fastest lap time in Bahrain as well, but couldn't translate that into Q3. Max did, and it was a much better performance overall for Max. Well done. Congratulations. P1, whatever. But this weekend... Sorry, this Friday, Charles Leclerc will be on the top step of the pole position. Let's not talk about Saturday race, but right now he's going to get pole.
Do you want that to happen? Because
it doesn't matter where he starts, mate. He started second last week, didn't win. If he starts on pole, he doesn't win. So where does he need to start? I don't know.
Very true. Interestingly, pole position, I've also gone for Charles Leclerc.
We're going to have a good Friday Twitch watch along then, aren't we?
I know. I do think Ferrari look like they've got that race pace again. Quali pace.
The opposite. Yeah. I was like, have they? What have you read? Have they brought upgrades?
No. Have that quali pace again. Obviously, like you say, Charles was the quickest guy on Friday for Bahrain, and they've been good at these kind of tracks, so I could see Charles Leclerc having a very lovely odd time in qualifying as normal.
I beg, please, I need some happiness in my life, and this would be a great start. And then we just end the weekend on Friday and we move on to the next race in a couple of weeks. Top three, let's get into third position. And I am going for Sergio Perez. Because Perez was actually, last year, very good around here. If you do not remember, Verstappen was coming through the field. But when he did, didn't really catch his teammate. So Perez, he's the king of street tracks, all that sort of stuff. I mean, third doesn't sound great, but he'll take it. Two podiums in a row at the start of the year to kick things off, I'm sure he'll be very happy with. So, yeah, I think Perez third.
I am going to change mine on the fly because concerned we might have gone for exactly the same thing and it'd be quite boring. So I am going to go for P3, Carlos Sainz. Another podium for Carlos. Good race last time out. And I could see it again, Ferrari are looking like they are the second quickest car. And... I think Carlos is driving very well at the moment.
And
for another podium for Carlos.
Mate, is there a spaceship going on behind you?
The bin lorry.
Literally sounds like the Millennium Falcon is like landing outside your house.
It does actually, yeah. It's all like creaky metal.
Yeah, it's mad. Second place, I have gone for... Max Verstappen. Put my mic back in place. I changed that on the fly as well, but I've just been injected with vibes. I just thought about Charles Leclerc getting pole and thought, you know what? Let's live a little. Who cares who wins the prediction game apart from me, because I'm the most competitive man in the world. But my God, this would be the chef of the century to not go for Max Verstappen. But I'm locking it in. Max Verstappen, second place. No, that sounds so bad, but it's fine. I've locked it in now.
Wow. P2, I have gone for Charles Leclerc. It's another pole position to not win masterclass from Charles Leclerc. And I think he's going to have a good race, though. Looking quick, but spoiler alert, there's a very quick driver at the moment that's really good. So I might just predict him first. No spoilers.
Am I getting double points for not going for Max Verstappen?
So we did discuss. We did discuss this, and we said let's wait for the first race, and he won by 20. And he won by an absolutely enormous margin. So I think we lock in the idea that if you don't go for Max, you get 2 points if he comes in.
Yeah,
but you still get the point for Max if you go for
No, you get minus 3 points if you predict Max and it comes
so you
in.
Never, so no one ever gets any points.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, we'll get new rule for predictions.
New rule locked in. Love that. That's copium right there as I've put Max Verstappen second place. In first position for the Saudi Arabian Grand Prix, Charles Leclerc.
Cool.
It's not going to happen, but if it does, pandemonium will be on our Twitch channel right now. Even just remotely imagining Charles Leclerc winning a race feels so long ago now, but I'm ready for it. You know, will Max have some problems? Probably not. Will he finish second? Probably not. Will Charles Leclerc win? Probably not as well. But
what a prediction.
If it comes in, that's 4 points. Come on.
I love how predictions just become your whole like inner thoughts. That's like, yeah, Charles going to win.
Working,
no, it's probably not actually. No, he might. No, he won't. Max is going to win. Oh, no, maybe he will. Yeah, it's a fair point. P1 then, no surprise. I've gone for Max Verstappen. It's a very boring result and he's making our predictions very boring. And there will be a time where I get the vibes and think that he might not win. But this is not a track that I think that will happen because, you know, there won't be as much extreme tyre wear maybe as Bahrain, for example, so they won't have that huge advantage like they normally do, but I still think it's got a Max Verstappen win written all over it. But
you should still tune in to the Grand Prix and also the P1 content. Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay, one crazy prediction time. And I am going to lock in that there will be at least two forms of safety car during the Grand Prix. Two forms.
So you're counting VSCs.
Absolutely.
As well.
Locking that one in straight away. We've gone from off the back of a 20-car finish, not even one safety car in Bahrain. I think that is at least mildly crazy.
If it doesn't happen and it's just a lights to flag, nothing in Saudi of all places and everyone finishes, what on earth is going on? Because
yeah, we need to introduce banana skins into Formula One.
I think we might. I did see a stat actually that it's the first time ever because we had 20 cars finish the finale. So it's the first time it's ever happened where it's been back to back.
20 finishes.
Yeah, 20 finishes. Or no retirements, as it were. So, yeah. It's a weird feeling, though, isn't it? Because you're like, you don't want people to retire, but also, like, you kind of do because it's... You don't wish it on them. That's the unknown. Like, you want a bit of jeopardy. You want, you know, how are other people going to score points? How is the result going to change if these kind of things don't happen? So, we'll see.
On the flip side of that, I'm like, oh, yeah, you know, some jeopardy, some flips, you know, some retirement, some mechanical issues, and it'll be Charles Leclerc. And I'll be like, well, I wish 20 people had finished now, so.
So Charles Leclerc is going to win, not win, break down, pole position.
And not break down. Yeah.
And not break down. Cool. my crazy prediction is heavily relying on a bit of carnage and a few people breaking down. I've gone for Haas get a point.
Oh, so we're on the same. We're on the same
we're on
little
the Haas hype train.
Yeah,
we're on the.
Because I said Nico,
the Komatsu car. at the moment. Yeah, Haas. I can see Haas having a good result there. K-Mag, I think K-Mag got points last year, actually. He did get 10th. So, yeah, it's a track that I think will actually suit Haas. And I'm not sure which driver, so I've locked in that kind of team, but not a team prediction, by doing it in the crazy prediction instead and covering both bases. So.
You, honestly, it's like an addiction for you.
It is.
Have to put a team in somewhere, otherwise you don't feel like you've predicted.
No, exactly. Has to be in there.
I thought you meant to do that. No. Fair enough.
I wish I was that intelligent.
Yeah. Oh, bless you. You are. at building Lego. And finally, three crazy predictions from you wonderful lot. Be sure to reply to the graphic post on Twitter and Instagram at MattP1Tommy if you want to get involved next time. Lozzie Dorg comes in with one of the McLaren boys on the podium.
That'd be good.
I don't think it's going to happen. They didn't do very well in Saudi last year, so I'm going to...
Yeah, we've kind of gone all eggs in baskets with Red Bull and Ferrari.
McLarens. But, I mean, I guess McLaren are a different stage of performance than they were last year, so maybe. Who knows? Dennis says a Merc engine blows up. I love that. It looks like Dennis understands, like, a Merc engine. He knows he's spreading his bets here. You know what I mean? He's not just on a Merc, but a Merc engine.
Yeah. That's so clever. Almost half the grid. Is it? Eight cars? Is that right?
Aston, so Merc, Williams, Aston and McLaren.
Yeah, so yeah, almost half the grid. Basically, yeah. It sounds really specific that you're going for a Merc engine, but actually it's
nearly half the grid. But then again, even just saying that someone's going to have reliability issues is wild in itself. Sir Bacon the Sixth, V-carb double points finish. Now that is...
Ooh.
Very, very wild. That will require some retirement.
They've not punted each other off on lap one.
Oh, honestly, Ricciardo versus Tsunoda part two, it's coming. Which is something we never, ever thought would happen in our lifetimes. Such a strange clash. But let's see how that goes. Tommy, we have come to the end of predictions. What are your final thoughts?
Final thoughts are that seeing Dennis's prediction of an engine blow up, I should probably have... done a little Matt Gallagher loophole and gone for there's a retirement, because that would technically count as crazy because it hadn't happened for two races. But alas,
why are you saying it like
Haas.
I'm the only one that finds loopholes in this prediction series? You definitely look for a lovely little loophole.
Yeah, true.
You love it.
So yeah, what I'll say is choo-choo Haas hype train. Come on.
Yeah, wow. How quickly we've changed from Haas being seven laps down and us predicting they're going to be the worst team on the grid to them being like, yeah, they're going to score points in round two. God, we are so finished. Right, that is it. Thank you, everybody. Lots of love. P1 live show tickets are available all over our social media as well as link in the description. And we will see you very soon for the Saudi Arabian Grand Prix content, Twitch watch-alongs, YouTube stuff, podcasts. Everything's coming your way. Lots of love. Bye!
Bye!
Make sure you follow us on all of our socials. We're MattP1Tommy on Twitter, TikTok, Twitch and Instagram. You can also sign up to our Patreon at the link in the episode notes for ad-free episodes, full video interviews and extra bonus episodes for as little as $5 a month. Finally, make sure you're following us on Spotify. See you soon.
P1 is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.